Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
Hey, everybody. This is Tiny Shutter. It's me, Mark Sadowski, and him, Joe Ferreira.
Greetings.
It's just the two of us today. Everybody is out on assignment, and if you're following Matt Hoffman in particular, he is in Miami, all tucked away down there where it's cold all year long, but he manages to get by and take some fantastic photos. So go ahead and check out his Instagram feed. He is M. Hoffman Photo on Instagram. Is that correct?
Yep.
Cool. Anyway, so check it out and be jealous of all the fire eaters he's seeing and the kayaking he's doing through the marshes and all that fun stuff. Hey, it's almost spring, right?
That's right. Well, okay. It is spring because the pollen has hit us, and I've got thunderstorms outside and a tornado warning until 4 a.m.
The only thing we don't have is warm weather here in New England.
It was 78 degrees today.
Oh, goddamn you. All right, so let's start off with some news.
News team, assemble!
iPhone 5 rumors. There's just not enough of them, is there? It's about that time of year where everybody and their uncle, pretending to be a journalist, is going out and just going nuts over this stuff, especially analysts. Analysts have a boner with this stuff. It's just absolutely insane. And when it starts affecting stock prices, it just becomes ridiculous. But in this case, it's affecting the iPhone 5S or potentially iPhone 5S. Allegedly?
Yeah, either that or the 6.
Yeah. Everybody's reporting a bunch of stuff. They're reporting an iPhone 5 that's going to be bigger, an iPhone 5S, or rather, I should say iPhone 5S. The next iPhone is going to be even bigger. They're going to have various sizes. They're going to have a brand new camera that's going to be revolutionary, and it'll probably slice bread. What do you think about all this stuff?
Well, if it's thin enough, it can.
I know the iPhone 5 should probably already do this.
Yes. I don't know. I can understand people that like the latest and greatest, but you know, I'm in that camp that doesn't do it. You know, I wait every other or even every other before I get it.
Yeah. I mean, we have no choice really. I mean, we're right. Kind of limited to contracts. If we were able to upgrade sooner, I'm sure we would. But unfortunately, the majority of us can't. Yeah, so I don't know. The one thing I'm really hearing is a brand new camera. I think that's kind of a foregone conclusion. They're always spouting some improvement to the camera every year.
And I'm not complaining about that.
No, not at all. I mean, this is what our show is based off of. I want to say this, though. I am going to make a prediction. Do we have any prediction music here? Let's do this. There we go. That's good enough. Prediction music. I predict that the next iPhone is going to have Instagram integrated into it.
Really?
Yes. Kind of.
Seriously?
Along the same lines as Facebook and Twitter. It's going to include Instagram. So whenever you take a photo with your native camera app, you will have the option to post it to Instagram.
Okay.
This is my prediction. I'm the first in this country. Let it be known. Let it be said. Mark Sadowski predicts this to be coming out of Tim Cook's mouth or some other guy up in Cupertino there.
So are you saying that I have to add predictions to the show notes?
This one in particular. I want to take credit for this one. And if I'm wrong, then I will buy I will buy let's see, I'm not going to buy the audience anything because there's too many of them. I will what should I say? What if I am wrong? I doubt it, but what if I am wrong?
You can be a journalist.
Oh, if I was a journalist, then I can't say stupid stuff.
No, they do it all the time.
Yeah, but I guess. I will take a photo of myself representing all the cliche moments in Instagram. If I lose. So I'll do my nails, hold them up to the camera, you know, bear claw style. I'll have my shoes up there eating some sort of breakfast, and I'll try to do my hair in a Justin Bieber style. How about that? If I am wrong, let this be the prediction.
Okay.
So there you go.
So you're saying that the new iPhone will be integrated with, Instagram will be integrated into the new iPhone.
Now, I think it's going to be more than just the new one. I think maybe the new operating system should be more specific.
Into the new OS.
Yeah. I don't know if there will be limitations on it. Kind of like how, you know how Apple likes to do bullshit rules. Yeah. I don't know if this will be one of them, but I think either the new iPhone or the new operating system. You know what? All right. So I don't want to backtrack. I don't want to be wrong either, though. So either it's going to be on the new iPhone or the new operating system. How about that?
All righty.
Fair enough?
Yep.
Cool. I think we could do that. What do you think, Obi-Wan?
He's on the droids you're looking for.
Oh, all right. So there you go. That is my prediction.
And all right.
I think we can move away from rumors because I think we've pretty much said all there needs to be until we hear another. Well, did you hear anything else?
Yeah. See here. CNET had an article about they're saying that the iPhone 5S or whatever it's going to be called is going to offer multiple screen sizes as an option.
And, okay. Yeah. I kind of touched on that, but I don't think I clarified on that.
No. Yeah. So, and also they were talking about offering different colors also. I guess they say that Apple is starting to feel the pressure from Samsung and Androids on having, you know, different choices, but I really don't think that's the case. And so, you know, I was thinking, okay, this is interesting. Let's talk about this, because one of the things that I thought is, okay, I don't want a bigger phone.
I don't know. How much bigger are we talking?
Like, well, have you seen the Galaxy S3?
You mean the monitor that they have on sale?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's almost the size of a like an iPad mini.
Yeah.
You know. And you know, that's great. I understand people love to have those that big, but for me it's like, you know, I don't need something that big up to my head, you know, when I'm talking on the phone. Right. So I like the size that I have. Now there's going to be other people that want a bigger screen, and I have no problems with that. So now they're projecting that, you know, there's going to be a size bigger than a 4-inch screen. There might be a 3.5-inch and so on. And I'm thinking, is that going to change the size of the phone, or is it just going to be the difference in screen size, which really doesn't make very much sense?
Well, I think it comes down to this. As long as they have the like same aspect ratios that are already existing within the iPhone,
mm-hmm.
I think it won't make that big a deal. I think a slightly bigger screen can't hurt. There's some phones out there that are bigger than the iPhone that are comfortably adequate, I think.
Yeah.
So going a little bit bigger, I don't think is going to hurt any. I think that would be a nice happy medium. I don't see iPhone going that big. So I'm with you there. But going a little bit bigger, I think, I see that in the future.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought of is if they did start to offer a different size and it did affect the actual size of the phone, you will have issues when it came to new cases or even external lenses.
They don't care about that.
They don't. But it's going to be a problem for the manufacturers because that now they're going to have to guess, okay, how many people are actually going to buy the bigger one or how many are going to have the smaller one?
Right.
And that's, you know, I don't care what Apple thinks.
Right. But this is what Apple thinks.
Right. Suck it.
There you go.
You know, but when it comes to the manufacturing of accessories, that's going to – I think that's going to put a strain on them.
Yeah. And again, I don't think Apple is going to lose any sleep over it. And no. I don't think the other guys are going to lose any sleep either. They just probably want the specifications as fast as possible.
Yeah, but I think the quality would go down.
It's possible. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I think it's a load of bunk anyway. The one thing that I do see happening, either for the next version or the version after this, is the different colors. I see that happening, and I'm really surprised that it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. And see, I think it's kind of – I'm not a naked iPhone user.
Yeah.
So having different colors is like when I got my work phone, they go, oh, all we have is white. I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to have a case on it anyways.
Right.
And then, you know, when I got my 4S for my personal phone, they go, do you want white or do you want black? I was like, just give me the black. I don't care. You know,
I think that the latest iPod, the one with the different colors, is a test just to see how well that would be received and what people pick and to kind of give it testing ground for the next version of iPhone.
I mean, it's
possible. It's already possible because they're using the anodized aluminum. So I don't know. We'll see. I think we could pretty much put that one to rest.
Sounds good.
So you found a pretty interesting article recently.
Yeah, I was going through my RSS feed viewer and ran across a Petapixel article of a man. It's a video, and it's a man asks strangers if he can Instagram the food they're eating. So what he does is he sets up a camera and in a restaurant and goes up to strangers and asks them, Oh, that looks perfect. Can I take a picture of your food and put it on Instagram? And people are like, yeah, go ahead. And then others are like, nope. And you know, that's funny. It's like, you know, it's kind of, you know, those types of situations I'm uncomfortable with. I can't do that to people. Yeah. And so watching it, it's like nails on a chalkboard. But go and watch the video because he pulls out some other stuff that, you know, just cracks you up, like a reflector or has another guy bring a external lighting so that they can get the perfect food shot. It's funny. And it's done by, a group called, Hungry. It's actually on their, YouTube, channel. So, and I guess this is a food channel.
Oh, okay.
But they had this, it didn't look like they were into doing memes or spoofs or anything like that, but this one happened to be on there.
Yeah. Oh, that one's awesome. All right, I'll have to check that out. We'll link it in the show notes.
Yes.
So, cool. What else did we have on the chopping block here? I'm pretty sure.
Sponsor?
We'll get to the sponsor in just one moment, but I did want to bring up something. Last week, we kind of mentioned that, and we've been mentioning it for the past few weeks, that we're kind of interested in the HTC One. That's going to be the latest Android phone that's going to hit the market within days, actually. And this is the one Android phone that actually looks really, really slick. I mean, it's a gorgeous phone on the inside and out.
Does it look like an iPhone?
Very close. It has its own. Actually, by iPhone, we're talking about the same build quality. They didn't cheap out. There's no plastic on this thing. So it's a very solid phone from what I've been hearing. I haven't seen or held one yet. But
yeah, I'd like to see. I'd like to see what it looked like.
Yeah, but both Keith and I expressed interest in this thing, and it got me to thinking. You know, we like to screw around with Android users. I mean, for God's sakes,
suck it, Android,
is one of our catch lines. And it's, but I mean, it's all in good fun. I mean, we have nothing against Android. I mean, we reserve all that hate for BlackBerry and Windows. I'm kidding also. So please, no angry letters. There won't be because no one's using it. But anyway, it got me to thinking, we don't do enough of Android stuff for the simple reason none of us have one.
Right.
Now, in the event that one of us does actually buy this thing, and I got to say, if I did buy it, I probably would hang on to my iPhone and just right. use it in tandem with the HTC one, because I can't not have an Apple product. I mean, they're still that good.
Well, it's not like you're going to throw it away either.
Right. I mean, if I bought another iPhone, I'd probably gazelle this thing, but if I bought something else, I don't know. I can't quit it. can't quit you. That joke is for about half the audience. So what I want to say is, long story short, I'm sorry I gave you the long story first. we want to hear from our Android users. Now, after all the, you know,
suck it, Android
comments that we've had, I don't know if we have many, but for the ones that we do, we want to hear from you. If you would like to send us an audio clip, you know, nothing more than like a couple minutes long, we really want to keep it brief and to the point. Tell us about your favorite apps. We want to hear what you guys do with photography, because we, quite frankly, don't really hear that side of the story, and we're not quite there yet. I mean, we might be there, but we don't want to exclude Android people too. And I promise you, this will probably be the last time we play this.
Suck it, Android.
Maybe.
No promises.
and also too is that, you know, I think ever since Instagram integrated Android in there, we have no idea how many of the people that we follow or that follow us or who follow the show are Android users and how many of them are iPhone users.
Right. We only actually technically we only know of two.
Right.
But there could be more. So we want you guys to tell us. So I think the best way you can reach us, let's see, I'm looking at our contact page, and you know what? You could send them directly to me. Send them to ms@tinyshutter.com. That's the letter M, the letter S, @tinyshutter.com. So send me your audio clips, and we will play them live on the show.
Or if you don't want to do audio, you can go to the contact page and put it, you know, put your message in there and we'll read it for you.
All right. Yeah, that's true. tinyshutter.com/contact. And again, please keep it brief because I have to read these out loud. And speaking of reading things out loud, let us do our sponsors, our very cool sponsors. I'm going to start with ImageBlox first. And subsequently, I'm also going to do them as, let's change things up a little bit. Because it's just you and I here. Let's mix things up. So first of all, ImageBlox, who are they? They're a really cool and gorgeous way to have your image printed on the finest aluminium and mounted on a solid block of wood. It's ultra modern, ultra cool. The metal is totally scratch resistant and waterproof, and it's guaranteed for years and years. Make those amazing portraits, whether it's from your iPhone or from any kind of camera. If you have a professional grade DSLR, that's fine. iPhone, they'll do it. You know, family photos, give them that nice edgy feel, you know, make it stand out, and they'll do a fantastic job. It's a contemporary alternative to photo frames. And you can find them at imageblocks.com.au They're Australian, but that doesn't mean that you won't wait forever and a day for them to send the stuff. Or you could just go to tinyshutter.com and look on the right-hand side of the screen, and you will see a link to their website. And I am going to do my pick of the week a little bit early and say that I am going to recommend these guys because I am holding in my hand
a nice,
beautiful photo of my wife and I. This is from our wedding. If anybody follows me on Instagram, I am at LensWipe, all one word. You will see that I am holding the print that I received. And I have to say that I was expecting like a thin sheet of aluminum. Like, you know how you receive, if you get one of those metal prints, it's kind of papery, but, you know, kind of solid, thin. I was expecting that. I wasn't expecting that these guys are going to have a nice, you know, millimeter thick chunk of nice aluminum. I mean, this thing is solid. And I mean, you could kill a man with this thing. I swear to God. This thing is printed on aluminium. I love saying that word. And it's printed gorgeous. I mean, the photo absolutely pumps. There's like much better saturation on this. It has a nice sheen. It's very protected. You know, I'm feeling it. It has a nice coating on it.
Is that a like a 6x6 or is it a 5x5 that you have in your hand?
I think I got the 4x4.
Okay,
it fits in the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it's 4x4. And yeah, this thing is just absolutely solid. This thing is nice. It's light, but it's like holding an iPhone. Not the iPhone 5, but the iPhone 4 and 4S. Those are nice, solid phones. Yes. And unlike the iPhone 5, this thing doesn't scratch. So I totally recommend these guys. You know, I'm absolutely happy with this. My wife loved it because I showed it to her. I'm like, see what I got? And she's like, how much did you pay for that? And the beauty is you don't have to pay a lot. It's not a lot at all. It's very, very reasonable. It's probably one of the most inexpensive prints that you could get out there that is professional. And he's shipping this all the way from Australia. So highly recommend these guys. And check them out. They are imageblocks.com.au. And check them out. You will be happy. And awesome. How happy will you be? Well, they have contacted us. And they would like to set up a contest for somebody to win a free print of their own.
Nice. So
I think we will wait till next week to think of a contest. I think it will be something simple. But we'll announce a contest for next week and take it from there. So there you go. Contest in the works. These guys are awesome. Check them out. Go get them.
Speaking of contests.
Yes. Oh, okay. Let's do that. So we have the contest for the iPhone 5 Gizmon case and a camera strap that goes with it. I've talked about Gizmon in the past. I love them. They're great. Tool to help you with your photography. Photography, I was about to say. really awesome. And they've just made a case for the iPhone 5, and the thing is radical. I gave it to, gave one of them to Matt to test out, and he's loving it. He absolutely digs it. So, what cool. You have is the iPhone 5 case. It comes with a tripod mount. And it comes with another piece that will help you do some attachments to Gizmon lenses. And then you have the camera case. Make the whole thing look like a Leica. So it's awesome. And I am happy to announce that the winner of this bad boy combo is... Do we have any drum? No, I don't have... After all these years, I thought I'd have drum. I'll do this. There you go. The winner is I Love to Dig 0044. You are the winner. And woo-hoo. Congratulations. I wish very I could cool. sound more epic about that. So I am going to send you a message, I think on Instagram, and let you know. All you have to, or you could just contact me. Just contact me, ms@tinyshredder.com, and I will get your information and send that stuff off to you. So,
very cool.
Way to go, sir. You are a winner.
His name's Adam.
Is it? Okay, yep. Cool. Awesome photography. I love his stuff.
Good obviously. Stuff.
So,
yeah, you can. Good. Yeah, so we'll get the other contest up, and will we still use the same hashtag Tiny Shutter Contest?
I think we'll think of something different. So next week when Matt comes back on, we'll think of something cool and fitting. And I'll get in touch with our guys over at imageblocks.com.au. Okay. And we'll get all the details. He announced it today. He'd love to do this, and we'd love to do it too. And dude, I kid you not, you could almost kill a man with this thing. I wouldn't, because you know you don't want to stain the wood. That'd just be wrong.
That's right. At least the aluminium is washable.
Yes, it is. You will not stain your photo if you kill a man with this. I'm almost willing to bet that this thing could stop a bullet, maybe a 22. I'm not willing to put it to the test.
Yeah, don't try it.
and you know what? That might ruin the finish. They have to draw a line somewhere. Not bulletproof.
Image Blocks might be able to try it. Oh wait, no, it's Australia. They don't have guns anymore.
They could throw a snake at it or something.
There you go.
They have enough animals in that country that's ready to kill people. They don't have to worry about guns.
They could probably use it as a rhubarb or something like that.
What's a rhubarb?
It's what they stick in the front of their vehicles so that when they hit kangaroos, it doesn't total their vehicle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they get a good meal out of it after, right?
Yeah. It's like hitting a cow out over here.
Oh, okay.
Deer, cow, moose.
We don't have any of those. We don't stick them on cars.
No, we don't. We don't
even have dashboard cams. that's a bummer.
Oh.
Anyway. So,
speaking of Instagram.
Yes. Do tell.
You had started off, last week you were kind of ranting and raving, I don't know if on the show or off the show, about Instagram. So we decided we're going to talk about it today.
Yes. Why don't you go first and talk about some of the things that have troubled you with Instagram.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think I've stayed away from most of the trouble. And when I say trouble, I mean the garbage that is part of Instagram. You know, you've got the good parts of Instagram, you got the bad parts of Instagram, and it you know, you can't take one without the other, but you can limit your exposure. So I think for me, I never go to the popular page.
Right.
You know, off the bat, I realized it was just a load of garbage.
Right. And it's a known fact that if you look at the popular page, you'll turn into a pillar of salt.
That's right.
Only our religious audience will get that one.
And you'll be banned in New York.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tend to stay away from it. And I don't worry about, oh, are people looking at my images? You know, because I use it from the standpoint is, I look for inspiration, and I also am there for the social aspect of it. So,
right.
I'm not worried about, oh, are people liking it? And, or, you know, a lot of times it's just, you know, if there's a few people that I know that look at it and that like it and all that fun stuff, then that's fine with me. No big deal.
Now, I'm completely narcissistic, and if people aren't liking my photo, then I get a little worried. Because I'm all in it for the money and the bitches.
There are neither.
I am, of course, kidding. Please, no angry letters. Happily married, thank you. But seriously, I'm in it to entertain. And I have, the thing that's been bugging me, and really, really bugging me, is that... All right, let's look at it this way. I have... What do we have here? I'm going to my page right now. Let's see what my tally is at. I have 767 followers. Boo-hoo, right? Well, that troubles me because I know for a fact that 67 of them within the past 2 weeks are not real people. We're just getting inundated with spam, like ridiculous amounts of spam.
Bots?
I guess they're bots. How many bots can they possibly be using to, let me say this because the rage is getting to my head. I think I'm going to start turning green in a second. Let's. There you go. Fitting. How many people could possibly be falling for the whole, you know, pick me and you'll get more followers kind of advertisement? Are they seriously working? It's just ridiculous. And how much effort they go into creating new accounts to put some hot chick in the profile picture. And then, the six photos that they do have is, all these texts that says the same thing, you know, get more followers, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
No. See, it's even worse than that because usually I'll get two or three of them at the same time.
Yes.
And they'll have the same photo in each one of them.
Yep. Dude, and today I had 12.
Oh my gosh.
12. Like when I see 12 people starting to follow me within like minutes, it's like, really?
Yeah.
So I love it when people have fun time with photos. Like I love looking through people's photos and liking them. I like just about everything. You know, it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when people reciprocate, you know, with their stuff, you know, it just makes for a great social community. And then just having all these spammers, it just takes the icing off the cake, I guess.
Well, let me tell you what I've done about that, because I have noticed the same thing. I take any time I see somebody new that likes me, I'll immediately go, follows. I'll immediately go and I will look at their profile, and I know what is BS and what's not BS. And you know, I'll look through. Okay. I'll first look at what they're saying, who they are, and I'll look to see, you know, a telltale sign is if they don't have any images, but they have like 10 people following them and they've got 200 people that they're following. Yeah, that's a bot, or that's, you know, that's a bogus account, or they have very similar photos to somebody else who started to follow me right after me. That, you know, that those are telltale signs. So first thing I do is I'll go and I'll look at their profile. I'll look to see if they're worth, you know, if they're worth having them follow me.
Yeah.
Sounds narcissistic. But, you know, and then if I determine that, nope, they got to go, I'll immediately go to the block, and I won't block them. You know, I'll block them and then I'll unblock them. And what that does is that unfollows me.
Oh, okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So when you block them, it terminates their following you. And then I'll hit unblock, and you know, and I started doing that for people who go through and have like 10,000, they're following 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Because if they're following, let's say 1,000 people, the likelihoods that they'll see my image is very slim.
Right.
So there's really no point in having them follow me. They're following, you know, up, if they're up above 1,000 people they're following, they're in it for the reciprocation so that they can have as many likes onto their photos that would help, quote unquote, get them to the popular page.
Yeah.
So I don't play the game. I do the same thing to them, even though they're a real person.
Right.
So I've gone through and I'm thinking I should be between 700 and 1,000 followers, and I've culled it down to 288.
Okay.
And, you know, most of the people now that are following me are ones that are listening to this show and who I've followed also.
Right.
So I'm constantly vigilant on looking to see, okay, who started following me and are they worth having, you know, having them follow me? Because, you know, it's like dead weight. It's, you know, I'm not in it for, you know, having the most followers or the most likes. So I look at it from the aspect of, no, you're dead weight. I don't need you on my accounts.
Yeah.
I'm very active about blocking people to have them unfollow me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm lazy. What can I say? You know, it makes me wonder though, is Facebook doing anything to stop the spammers? Cause it's getting out of control. I mean, we can agree with that.
Yeah. And you know, it does take a press of the button to follow somebody. If they change that, you know, and I don't know how they would change it. If they change it to make it easier, I don't know how I would deal with that.
They've already made it harder for you to report copyright infringement.
Right.
I've noticed that. Send us a letter to this address with a self-addressed stamped envelope to...
I think they got tired of people like us, you know, flagging those...
Justin Bieber, you know, stuff?
Yeah. The people who can't take pictures and they just like to put pictures up of their favorite artist or actress or actor or whatever.
Okay, here's a quick thing, because we're already going a little bit over. This is something that we could think about for next week. But how do you feel about people posting photos of other people's stuff? Like, even if they quote-unquote credit them? Like, for example, where I think it's okay is something like PicTapGo, which is a fantastic app, and we will be giving away free product codes. So we'll talk about that. Yeah, they're cool. They wrote back to us, and they wrote to me. They didn't write back. They want to give away some free stuff. So awesome stuff.
Very cool.
Anyway, on Instagram, they post people's photos that use the app, basically showcasing their work. Totally giving them credit, giving them the link back to their account, and it's blatantly obvious that it's a retweet, so to speak.
Isn't that sort of similar to how we do with the post pick of the week?
Yes, exactly. But then there are other accounts. Like, for example, I'm not going to name this guy's name because, quite frankly, I don't remember him. I unfollowed him when I realized that half the stuff was from 500 picks from other photographers.
Yeah.
And so he will write in the comments that this belongs to such and such photographer if the person has an attribute.
Right.
No link back to the person or anything. And the image is pure. There's nothing like PicTapGo has the courtesy to put in their upper left-hand corner a nice big red triangle with the retweet symbol. So, right. You know, regardless of how you look at this thing, it's somebody else's work. So that's all awesome and cool. But this guy didn't do that. And I happened to find a photo where people were complaining. Like he wrote saying, I don't see what the problem is. I'm crediting people for, you know, their work. You know, this is a non-issue. And I wrote back to him before I unfriended him. So I never got, I don't know if he even saw it, but he has a ton of followers.
Yeah. And
every one of them is just sucking up to him. You know, you have people clapping and saying,
yeah,
oh, good capture. This is so, this is so great. You're so talented. I almost went into my Nicolas Cage. You're so talented. I could eat a peach for hours. To quote Scott Johnson there. But I wrote to him saying, look, you know, your intentions may be well and good, but judging from the people commenting, they think it's you still. They're not reading anything. So
it's all about being popular.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know. Let's table that one till next week. What do we think about individuals posting other people's work?
Yeah, definitely. And one last, I have a Instagram sort of a trivia thing that, you know, I've come up with myself.
Okay.
If you want to know if people are, you know, very popular or not popular at all, look at the number of followers they have and the number of likes they have on their images. And I've come to the unscientific conclusion that if they are getting more than 10% of the likes per followers, they're doing really good.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So go look at the popular people. There's some that are going to be off the charts. They're going to be really good. They're going to have more than 10%. But you can even look at your own. And if you have 700 followers and you have 70 likes, you're on par.
Let me put this to the test real quick.
Okay.
All right. So I just looked at Robin May. She has like a bazillion followers, mainly because she looks like a quirky girl. So let's pick the photo of her kind of sort of naked that she's implying. Implied nudity is what we professionals call it. So this pick, you know what? This isn't a good photo because it's probably pretty new. Let's pick an old photo. All right. This one has 4,557 likes. So let's do, get my iPhone out with the calculator inator.
Yeah, Robin's going to be one that's off the charts.
She's off the charts. But I still want to compare it to the photo. So divided by 303,000. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a very lot.
Times 100. Yeah. So she has a 1.5% response rate.
Right. That's going to be, I don't think she's a good test of it. Let's, everybody can look at their own account and actually see. They can compare the number of likes they have on their images. And I would go probably a week out and then put it up to how many people are following you. And it's typically around 10%.
All right, let's check out this douchebag. His name is Lenswipe.
Nah.
go
a week out.
Okay. So 50 likes on the HDR flower that I did. Divided by 767.
Yep, that's less than 10%. But you've got all those bots.
Right. Okay, so let's just say...
No, actually, you've got one from March 6th. It looks like an alleyway. You've got 71 likes. You're on target.
Yeah? Wait a minute. Where is that?
That's next to the bird with the clock or the gauge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? What is it with this photo that everybody suddenly got a boner for?
I don't know.
I don't even think it's that good.
But, if you're listening to the show and test it on yourself, see if you're getting 10% likes compared to how many people are following you. And you might have to start culling through your followers to bring that average up.
Yeah. Okay, so... Let's start ending the show because we've definitely gone long. I hope we've at least been entertaining.
Oh, we got one more sponsor.
We have one more sponsor, and these guys are also just as awesome. These guys. All right, let's do it this way. Why spend $200 on a photography class when you could buy a complete photography course made especially for the iPhone? And it's only for $3.99 on the App Store. With 28 video tutorials discussing everything you need to know, taught by professional photographers. So this is the perfect gift for anyone interested in photography who has an iPhone. These guys are CameraCourseApp.com, the Camera Course App guys. You can find their app on the iTunes Store. Again, only $3.99. This thing is totally worth it. It's for, I would recommend it for seasoned professionals with the iPhone, as well as people new to the new to photography. These guys will teach you everything you need to know, and it's also a great refresher course, which is something that I like to see. You can use it as fast as you want, just as reference, like I just mentioned. I'm being repetitive today. Or if you really want to sit down and check out the videos, you could do that too. They're quick. They're definitely not boring. They're really, really good and helpful. I recommend this to everybody. And I also highly recommend this to people you may know that absolutely stink at photography. you see these people. Every one of us everybody on this basically listening to the show has probably higher than average interest in photography. So we all tend to know what we're doing. So for us, it's a great, this thing is still very helpful. This thing gave me ideas that I totally forgot, especially yes. with leading lines. That's the big one that, slapped my head, duh moment, and really, really helped me out. And I've been doing this with my HDR work since. But we've all gone to weddings where we see relatives, friends hold up their iPhones like complete weirdos. You know, let me take a picture of you guys. And they'll just like totally botch a photo just from the way they're holding the thing. Those are the people you need to gift this app to. So do this and everything will be good. So I highly recommend them. What do you think of them?
I highly recommend them too. I really enjoyed the app. I enjoyed the layout and I enjoyed the videos. I think it is well done. Well done.
Yeah. Highly recommend these guys. Get them. You can get the – go to cameracourseapp.com. Or you can go to the iTunes store. Just do a search for Camera Course app.
Yep.
Or you could just go to tinyshutter.com and check out the right side of the page and pick it up from there. So very good. So, all right. So we've ran late. We're going to skip a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
Just to let you guys know, we have a ton of contests coming up. We have the mother of all contests, the great image print that you could win from Image Blocks. That thing is going to be sweet.
Yes.
Also, just as equally sweet, you can win a copy of PicTech Go.
Yep.
We have like 10 of these things to give away. So, you know what? Let's start with that. I think this one is going to be the easiest one.
Okay.
To enter this contest, it's really simple. Follow us on either our Facebook page, facebook.com/tinyshutter, or find us at tinyshutter on Twitter. Follow us, send us a message through there, any message. Just say hi for all I care. And boom, you're entered to win one of the product codes for this. So do that, and we'll be giving a bunch of them away. And then next week we will announce a contest for the print, and I think we're good. Yeah.
Cool deal.
Sweet. All right. So again, find tinyshutter.com, email us, contact page, blah, 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 Twitter, Facebook. We just mentioned that. Tell the world where they can find you, Joe, on the interwebs.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
And you could find me, Mark Sadowski. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Mostly Marcus. And I'm also on Vine. I think if you do a search for LensWipe, two words this time, although I should probably make it one word. do a search for Mark Sadowski, if you can remember to put a C in Mark. Or just do LensWipe. Or just follow the hashtag TinyShutter on a Vine, and you could find the videos there. We've been all screwing around with Vine, and we've all been having a pretty good time with that. It's something very new.
I'm still holding out.
That's cool. But what I want to say is I'm actually going to start a little mini series, kind of how our friend Mike Siska over at Lenswipe started his Lego series. I'm actually going to start a little series on. I'll let you guys be surprised, but just follow the hashtag Tiny Shutter on Vine, and you'll be able to find me. I have plenty of crap up there. So there you go. Anyway, that's all for this week. We will come back next week with Matt Hoffman. He could tell us all about his fantastic trip to...
And his three-hour tour.
He could tell us which was better, Ginger or Marianne. We got to know. My money's on Marianne.
Just yeah. Saying.
So anyway, that's all. You guys take care, and we will see everybody soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.